Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Well, Bartholomew, I think these stories you're telling me are very important. I'm just not quite understanding the whole setup of Al telling you all these stories, and it just seems a little far-fetched.
It seems far-fetched that Al would tell me a story?
Well, yeah, that he would tell you a story like that goes back so far.
Okay, I understand what you're grappling with. You may not be the only one. I'm grappling with it, too.
Right.
Because there was this person called Barty, and now I'm a person called Bartholomew. And there was this person called Robert, and you are that person.
Right. Director Tinsley.
Yes, yes. And there were...
I knew Barty.
Oh, yeah.
No. A little annoying, a little scatterbrained. I must say, I really prefer Bartholomew.
Oh.
You know, you keep a tight ship, your room is always ordered and organized and clean.
Yeah, well, okay, so maybe let's start there. You know Barty.
Well,
you knew Barty.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't say I was, you know, very close. You know, I was his superior, and, you know, you gotta keep things professional.
No, of course, I understand that completely.
Right.
In fact, on the org chart that I've created of the organization that you had back in time once you came into our lives.
Oh, you have that? Where? I'd love to see that.
Oh, it's laminated in my office. Why don't we try to figure out these pods?
The pods?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you see, it gets a little difficult there. There's, you know, protocols and security and need-to-know basis about the pods. They're a little touchy. We shouldn't even be referring to the pods, to be honest. I get things have changed, and yes, supposedly I'm way into the future, but I don't know. It's still hard for me because, you know, they were top secret.
Okay. See, here's where I'm at, Robert.
Dr. Tinsley. Director Tinsley. I was going to be a doctor. It was a long story. You know, my parents wanted me a doctor, and I started to be a doctor, and but, you know, I didn't do so great in school. Sorry, I'm on a tangent. Go ahead.
It seems to me, given that you and Al were actually back there, if the two of you sort of put your heads together, you might be able to explain more than I can.
Well, see, I wasn't back there with Al. I knew an Alberta, a precocious, young, you know, child who could do anything, very smart. I'm still not quite following the whole Alberta's in the computer thing.
Hey, Captain. Sorry to bother you while you were in the kitchen.
Oh, no worries at all, Al. You're never a bother.
I just had a question. Are you eating right now, or are you pretending to eat, or is that, like, a special robot meal?
Why are you asking me this right now?
Well, because, okay, so I'm a 14-year-old boy whose mind was uploaded into a computer.
Okay.
And now I've lived for thousands of years as a sentient sort of building.
Wait, are you still 14, though, if you've lived for thousands of years?
Well, honestly, that's why I wanted to ask some questions, because you're a robot body.
Okay, you're just assuming things about my body, which is, first of all, so rude, okay?
Oh my, see,
This is a workplace, so I don't know where this is coming from.
It's coming from a place of ignorance, but also of scared confusion. And maybe of thinking I could see myself in you.
Al, why don't you sit down? Or your way of sitting down, I don't really know.
I guess at the end of the day, I don't really know either. Do I say I'm sitting, but do I even have a body? Like, you have a body!
Yes, I do. The idea of existing is just so complex that I don't even know if we can get through it while I'm done my lunch. I really don't know how to answer these questions that you're asking me, but I just hope that you trust me as your captain.
I trust you more than anyone I think I've ever trusted before.
Al, thank you.
Okay. These are the coordinates. This is where she's led me. But the messages stop here. Okay, let me just play it back. Okay.
So if you're hearing this, follow these markers and you will find the answers you're looking for. We're leaving the base. Please find us.
Please find you. Where? Find you where? I'm just looking at a crater. I'm looking. This is just an overgrown rock and I'll just get around. Wait. That sounded like metal. Wait, just wait. I'll kick another one. It's definitely metal. That's not the sound of a rocky bass. I know what a rocky bass sounds like and feels like. Oh, God, so many memories. Okay. Rope. Yes, rope. Okay, I'll just tie it. Tie this here. Okay. Okay. You got this, Beatrix. You got this. You're just going into a dark pit. A dark pit where you don't really know what's at the bottom. Fine. You've never rappelled, but you are not going to rappel this idea just because you're scared. You're gonna do this. You got this. Okay. Do it for Beatrix. I wish Bartholomew were here. Okay.
I must say, these charts are amazing. Like, such detail. Like, I don't even remember all these names on the crew. This is impressive work.
Oh, well, it's nothing really. There were a few old files in the computer, so I picked some up from there. And of course, you mumble in your sleep.
What? This is great. I'm just gonna take this. Just throw it up. Do you have any things you put together about the pods you were talking about?
Well, see, that's where I've run into difficulty. So, we've been using these pods, in Al, the base, and then you used a pod, and it functioned differently, and you had said that Barty had been working on some pods, but that he was also like a, you know, super awesome engineer, so he probably made good ones.
What I say in my sleep should stay in my sleep, Barty.
Yeah, but you really emphasized the super awesome engineer, so I just assumed that he would have quality work.
Okay, and your point is?
My point is, where did the third arm making pods come from?
Al, have you ever lost somebody? Anyone important to you?
Well, now that I think about it, I guess I've lost everyone who's ever been important to me in my entire life at least once, if not many times.
Many times? Wow. I recently lost someone close to me, and I think once was enough.
Were they physically close to you or emotionally close to you?
Both, really. I mean, he never left my side, We were kind of... Oh, what's a good combo? Chicken and noodles? No, there's a better one. We were like, peanut butter and more peanut butter. You know, we were close. We were very, very close.
Crunchy mixed with smooth.
Yeah. My son was very smooth.
Was he like your co-captain?
Yeah. Yeah, he was my co-captain.
Wow. I think I wanted to be a captain one time.
Yeah? What stopped you?
Well, when I was growing up, I got shot in the head by a man.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so there was a really, really bad day where everyone came back as zombies, and then my thought friend Robert, who's recently re-entered the picture, if you haven't noticed, he shot me in the head because I was a security risk.
Robert shot you in the head?
Yeah, so then...
This was not in the HR report.
Okay, just a few more. You can see, okay, I see the bottom. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm not dead. I touched the... Oh, sweet, sweet metal. I could kiss you. I won't kiss you. I don't know how long you've been here or what kind of particles are on you, but we're here. We're okay. All right. So, just gotta find... Okay, it sounds thick, but if I move over here... That's still thick. There's gotta be an opening some... That sounds hollow! Hollow metal! Okay, there's something under here. Okay, there's something here. Got so many rocks. Okay, knock. Just keep knocking. Follow the hollow. A latch! Okay! Oh, alright. Oh my god. There's stuff down there! Oh, where's my flashlight? Alright, Beatrice, where are we going next?
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Night has fallen, the moon is full, and we're inviting you to listen to Canada by Night, a podcast where professional improvisers play Vampire the Masquerade. Detective-turned-vampire Everett Fry accidentally becomes the sheriff of New Haven, an experimental town where they're testing if vampires and humans can coexist. Stuck leading a ragtag group of officers, the Bruja bounty hunter Val, the Gangrel news reporter Evangeline, and the Tremere blood witch Doris, can Everett keep the town running? Or will everyone end up liquidated by the Vampire Council of Canada? Trending on global fiction charts and produced by Dum Dums and Dice, whose podcast Dum Dums and Dragons ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, listen now to find out why Canada by Night has been downloaded more than 500,000 times. Canada by Night, it's Interview with the Vampire, if it had all the characters from Parks and Rec in it.
This file is amazing. Oh, and here we are. We're at the original pods. That's it right there. That's the original Robert Tinsley pod. You're asking about Bartholomew?
Very impressive. But the whole third arm thing may be a little less impressive in the great schemes.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate if we could just leave that out of the reports, Bartholomew. I'm just a little sensitive about it, okay? Please, go forward. I want you to be able to inspect the original pod there. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing is, inspecting it is all well and good. I more want to know who was sabotaging the base with a bunch of defective pods, and how did nobody know about it, and how did someone who was obviously so good at engineering like Barty allow that to stick around?
You sure you don't want to inspect the pod? I just thought you might want to inspect the pod.
No, I've been asking these questions for like 2 or 3 hours in this conversation now. I'd really just like an answer.
Sorry, Bartholomew. There's a protocol when the pods are brought up, and I appreciate you giving me the file, and I apologize for this.
Hang on. Don't shoot.
Okay.
I haven't seen a protocol like that. Is it possible you just make up that there are protocols when you start feeling uncomfortable in a situation?
Wow, this got really personal really fast.
Yeah, so after that, it was, upload the boy into the computer, and then who knows what parts of his brain were still in there, so it's kind of hard to even remember who I was and how I'm supposed to figure out who I'm supposed to be now. And then I spent forever alone.
You know, it's hard to figure out who you are as a human, too.
So you are human, just like me, with the brain of a human, but the body of computers.
Please stop asking about my body. I've already told you, I don't like it.
Can I ask you a different question, then?
Sure, Al.
Are you my mom? And before you answer, can you be?
Okay. Alright, oh, it's dark. Okay, flashlight. Flashlight. Come on, shake it. Let's just listen back one more time. Alright, rewind. Alright, what was she saying? Okay.
The experiment has failed. Try as we might, we couldn't escape them. So many dead. We tried our best. We fought the best we could. We fought them the best we could, but it's like they were inside us. Sometimes you could hear their voices ringing in your ears. I don't know what happened to Bartholomew and Barty. I don't know what happened to Alberta. The director's been acting strange. All I know is that there are a group of us who are going to try and get out. So if you're hearing this, follow these markers and you will find the answers you're looking for. We're leaving the base. Please find us.
Okay, while I'm here. Okay, flashlight, damn it! How many times do I have to shake you before Oh, there we go! Oh! Oh my... There's so much blood! Ow!
What?
Ow!
Captain, what's wrong?
Sorry. I got this ache on my side. Wait! Did we ever find Beatrix?
I would have thought the pod would have filled up by now. Al?
Yes, Robert?
Robert's fine. There was an accident. Something happened to Bartholomew, and I was wondering which pod he was going to reiterate into. None of the pods seem to be lighting up, Al.
Well, there's a lot of them. You'll probably have to search through them. Who knows if one of the lights bust out, you know, bulbs burn, and...
Right.
I had quite a few angsty times.
Yeah. Well, I just thought, you know, as, like, the all-seeing computer, you could just tell me which pod he's lighting up and coming back in.
I'm kind of going through my own thing right now, okay?
Oh, no. Oh, don't... No, don't cry. Oh, no. Whoa, things are shorting out, Al. Okay. Well, thank you, Al. I'll take it from here. Sorry to bother you. We need someone to deal with a morale issue.
Civilized, starring Tyra Banda, Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Phil Johnston, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli Hamada McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the support us link at civilizedpod.com.
Okay, why don't we do this? Why don't we do the one...
The one where we figure out the plot holes.
Yeah, here we go.
That's been every episode since I started.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-Dums and Dice would like to welcome you into the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imagining. Our story begins with two erstwhile companions on a long and winding road. They think they are fleeing danger, but greater horror awaits them when they arrive. For they are not just running away from mortal danger, but towards the Mythos Mysteries.
Whoever you are, we're not scared of you.
You hear a voice from inside that says, "Please, help. I'm inside the dresser, help."
Now I need you to listen to my very explicit instructions here, Adrian.
Okay.
Please ready your punch and fists.
Yeah, they're always ready.
Now I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
And we're gonna look inside the dresser.
What if we don't? Could we not?
I need you to be brave for me.
Okay.
You were always very brave.
Okay. So we're going to open the door and you're going to look in the dresser. And yes. Then what?
And then if I tell you to,
yep.
We're going to punch it.
The dresser? You said I had to be very, you said explicit.
If there is someone in the dresser.
I'm punching.
We're going to punch him.
What if it's a ghost?
Well, then we're going to have ourselves a fun time. So,
like a party?
Like a birthday party.
Okay, so we'll do some dancing and there will be a cake. Hopefully the ghost brought it.
Yes.
Okay, I can do this.
Okay. I'm going to open the door now.
Okay.
I'm going to open the door.
You open the door and the dresser is back upright. All the drawers are back inside. But now it is next to the window. And the bed is in a different corner.
Of course it is.
And the blood is pooling on the floor instead of the ceiling. It's dripping up.
The Mythos Mysteries. Episodes are available now.